If I want to bicker with somebody, I will wait till I get home and do that with my husband.
Steve?
No, you,
Steve. Don't
look
Steve. At me. I've got nothing to do with this.
We have noted pet expert Steve Dale in the studio and noted curmudgeon Steve Bertram.
I agree.
You're picking fights with me.
He said some nasty things about cats.
He's just trying to
get... Just on purpose.
See, I'll tell you something about Steve Bertrand. He knows which buttons to press, and he continues to press them.
I said I missed it.
You said you missed what?
How did I pick a fight with you, Wendy?
I'm not... I'll talk to you,
later.
You
don't even remember. Because it...
No, you were... I don't know. Okay. I don't want to get into it, because it'll sound worse than it is. I want to tell Steve Dale, noted pet expert, that I was... driving down the expressway, and I saw a billboard that says, now at O'Hare Airport, there is a terminal or a room for service dogs.
Yes, and or for just dogs I think that you're traveling with. I'm periscoping you, and I don't
I know
how
that's
to,
not too uncomfortable.
And I don't know how to stop it, so I just turned off the phone. I don't think that's supposed to be the way you're supposed to do
it. I think you say down periscope, and then it stops.
That's a good idea, but I don't quite know.
Yeah, it wasn't too disconcerting to have someone hold a camera up at me as I'm talking.
And panning it left.
I know,
right,
that
to
was
left.
The two of you. I just think I have problems with people named Steve. but I did see this billboard, and I thought it was pretty exciting for service dogs. And if you're traveling with a dog, I think they can relieve themselves in that room, too.
Exactly.
How do they do that? I mean, I know how they do that.
Okay.
But I mean, is there AstroTurf or something?
I don't know. I've not been there. But I maybe. And I think it's wonderful. You know, more people travel with their pets than ever before. So the concern I have, I was just at a conference and we talked about this subject, which has been in the news. People saying they have service dogs that really aren't. So they go online and they get certificates. They get permission. They can get a vest for like $15 from anywhere and say they have a service dog or in some cases pig or llama or whatever.
So they're making this up like a fake ID. Which they're doing a fake service dog thing.
Yeah, and that's not right, you know, because there's only so many dogs that can be allowed on planes sometimes. And it's just not right. They may not be particularly well-trained or suited. They're just saying that because they want to travel with their pet and do it for free. Because service dogs, you can. And you can take larger dogs on planes with a service dog. You can't, unless it is a service dog, take a larger dog on a plane.
I want to see Tiki sitting right next to me, wearing his seatbelt, eating my pizza crusts. That would be such a fun flight.
Yeah, and I want to be sitting next to Tiki while he's doing that.
He just got a bath. He smells really good. He wouldn't bother you.
Well, you know,
why would you care?
In Europe,
he wouldn't use the armrests.
I battle for those armrests.
I know.
Oh, look, I was just in France. The dogs are everywhere.
That's the
thing.
In the
restaurants.
Yep.
In the, like, when we landed, we
public transportation, too, right?
I didn't notice that, but we had
yes.
Okay, then yes.
Yeah. In restaurants? Isn't there some kind of health code?
We were like at an Oasis place, grabbing lunch, you know, for half an hour, and there are dogs running around and things like that.
So imagine they have, you walk in, and they have, like, at a bar, a little hook. Or at some of the tables in some of the restaurants throughout Europe, they have a little hook. And I thought that was for...
purses.
Well, I didn't think that way. I thought coats for short people.
I guess you don't have a purse.
No, I don't. But that would be logical, too. It's a possibility. But they are for leashes.
How about that?
Yeah, I love it. And yes, you see dogs on public transportation. We were just in Europe about a year ago or less, and... there's a boat that we took from going from one place to another, and there
was it an ark?
No, that wasn't. There were just two dogs on the boat. It was great. I mean, you would like that, Wendy.
I think it would be cute.
Yeah.
I was at a bar out in Naperville, like a bar/restaurant. I can't remember the name of it. And it was this summer. I went with some girlfriends, and there was a dog just sitting there under the table. It was an outdoor
cafe.
Again, connected to a bar, and I was kind of surprised that you were able to have that dog. It wasn't a service dog.
Oh, in Chicago, sure. I mean, we have.
Yeah, but what if I brought my dog and that dog didn't get along with Tiki? I mean, it just doesn't seem like a right place to.
Well, the restaurateurs that I talked to. So in Chicago, I was a part of making it legal. Very big part of making it legal here, and it's always been legal, actually. But that's a whole long story where Mayor Daley wanted some revenue, and he said, well, it isn't legal. And when you looked at the law, actually it was written where animals could be only chickens could be outside or something to that effect. That's how old the law was. It goes back to the 1800s or something. So it was unclear. So we changed the state law and made it so where in Chicago, if a restaurant so chooses, it's up to the restaurant, but if they so choose, they can allow dogs on a patio or an outdoor cafe.
Just sitting like next to your table.
Totally. Totally. And there are lots and lots and lots, hundreds of restaurants in Chicago, in the city, that allow that. And many restaurants.
What if they're barking like crazy? Can they be asked to leave?
So I've talked to, when we went through all this and we created the ordinance, talked to a lot of restaurateurs. And the truth of the matter is, most people with dogs that are not well behaved just don't take their dogs.
See, that's what I'm hoping. I mean, this dog was fine. And
Come on, I think you're giving people way too much credit.
I wouldn't take Tiki as much as I love him.
I want to hear from restaurateurs because right now, because those restaurateurs have told me they have more problems with little kids than they do the dogs.
I think they have more problems with people named Steve.
That's clear.
But I wouldn't, as much as I love Tiki, I would not bring him to a restaurant because he sounds like a little chimpanzee.
I would never bring my dog to a restaurant.
He wants to play with all the other dogs.
Ours have done it lots of times. And
they're good.
Yeah, we're adequate. But yeah, they're pretty good. They just do a down stay and there they are. They, you know, a lot of the restaurants come now with dog treats for the dogs. They come with bowls with water that they serve at the table. This is not the exception in Chicago. Lots and now it is because it's so cold out. But lots of restaurants do this in the summer and spring and fall.
I'm going to bring Tiki into work tomorrow. Would you mind that?
No, I wouldn't. I'm going to take tomorrow off.
You have a dog.
I do have a dog.
There is a take your dog to work day. There really is in June.
No one's surprised by that.
All right, well, I'm doing it this year. Linda, did you have a comment or question for noted pet expert Steve Dale?
Oh, yes, I love listening to him. Thank you, Steve. My daughter lives in Sydney, Australia, and sent me a picture of a designer dog that they love. They love designer dogs in Australia, and I'd love to go visit her, but I'd also like to bring a sibling of this dog. It's a mix of a spaniel and a king spaniel. Cocker Spaniel and a King Spaniel, and they're really, really cute little dogs.
Oh,
just
I'm
adorable.
Sure. Yeah, Cocker Spaniel and an English Cocker Spaniel, probably in a King Charles
I'm
Spaniel.
Sorry, Steve Bertrand is completely checked out right now.
No, I'm right here.
So go ahead.
So your question is?
Well, can I bring little crates and just keep them on the plane under the seat? I don't want to sedate them, you know, little puppies. And, of course, they're going to have to pee in the crate on the way because it's a long trip, but...
Well, there's international issues there. So going to Australia, no way, because they're a rabies-free country, and they actually are very, very careful. You must have your dog quarantined for a very long time. Who was it? Was it Johnny Depp? There was an actor that just got into big trouble.
I think it was Johnny Depp, yeah.
Yeah. So,
I saw it.
So going to Australia, huge problem. Coming to America, still a problem. I mean, that dog would, I think, you'd have to check with customs officials or the airlines. Okay. And a very small dog on a trip that long, sure, I guess, you know, but you can get a dog from a shelter here and you don't have to pay as much and you don't have to travel as far.
All right. Well, there's your answer. Thank you very much for calling. We have to take a quick break. And then I believe you had other things you wanted to talk about.
I do.
Just getting some news. Q Barbecue in LaGrange, which I like, allows dogs on the patio.
Yay.
We have a dog menu called the Barbecue Dish.
I love that.
Of course you do. I do too. I have to bring Tiki there. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Steve Dale is with us, noted pet expert, and Steve Bertrand, and it's me, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. We are talking to noted pet expert Steve Dale, and we were talking about, I told you about that billboard that I saw for service dogs, and you have... Vets to Pets, something that's featured on your latest podcast?
Yes. These dogs do incredible work, these service dogs. I mean, it's amazing. And I will tell you, we had in the studio a veteran who, like all our veterans, I think is a hero. And this man particularly, he served for, I think it was 18 years, for quite a long time for all of us. And he came back with post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome. And this service dog, he said, not only wouldn't he have been able to come down to WGN to do the interview, it probably saved his life. I mean, the number of suicides is off the map.
I know,
for
it's
veterans.
Really sad.
And we know that having a service dog changes those statistics so dramatically that they are skewed to what it is to the average American. That's how much it goes down just by having a service dog. He confirmed that. It's one thing to hear me talk about it, but it's another thing to hear this guy talk about how this dog, a pug no less.
Oh, they're so cute.
A pug. You don't think of a pug as being a service dog. But you know, a dog is a dog is a dog. And whatever these dogs do for us, however they do it, which we haven't completely even figured out, it's clear that he relies on this dog. And it's absolutely...
That's pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah, WGNplus.com if you want to listen to it. And clearly listening to him will move you. I heard, I've heard back from people that heard this interview and said, yeah, I know I've known about these service dogs for veterans, and I've met veterans who even, but listening to this was so compelling. So it's a WGN Plus where Jimmy Mack's podcast is, right?
Yes, Rebel Force Radio. And congratulations, by the way, to Carl from Riverside. He has scored our very first holiday hockey tree of the season, courtesy of Tree Time. It's a little black and red desktop artificial tree, white mini lights. It's really cool. And we have more of these to give away, courtesy of Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington or treetime.com. Back to you, Steve.
So I'm very excited. On November 21st, I will be the co-MC with Paul Lesnick, my friend at WGN-TV, and Steve Bertrand. The three of us are going to
You're
MC.
You're doing this too?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
What is it?
The two of us will MC.
I did share a stage.
Way to get him involved, though.
Yeah. It was a try.
Would you share a stage?
We shared a stage in Highwood one time.
I remember. It was a Halloween costume thing for pets, and he was...
I'm not laughing because of you, Steve Dale, because you love pets, and so do you, Steve Bertrand, but that just makes me laugh.
Me too. It did.
I wasn't laughing that day.
You did a very good job.
Thank you.
I will say,
no,
an expert judge of Halloween costumes for pets. It's called the Black Cat Ball. It's November 21st, and it benefits Treehouse Humane Society. Treehouse is building a new building on the north side of Chicago. Their old facility at this point is just antiquated because of its age. And Treehouse was and is an innovator among shelters, cat shelters in particular, all across the country. I can give you example after example.
Wasn't that the first no-kill shelter?
Yeah, one of the first, second no-kill shelter in Chicago. One of the first no-kill only cat facilities in the country. One of the first to do trap, neuter, return. One of the first to say FIV cats, cats with feline immunodeficiency virus can be and should be adopted out. No problem with that. One of the first to say cats are social. What is this? The cats have to be in these cages. They can live together.
They have little trees and stuff, hence the name Treehouse. I went there to adopt a cat, and they wouldn't let me have one because they screen people pretty well, and I was in an apartment at the time.
And that's a bunch of...
Well, but they don't know me personally, and they wanted to make sure it was cool with my landlord. And so then I went to the Humane Society in Downers Grove, the West Suburban one, and told them my mom was my landlord. And then they called and said, is it okay if Wendy gets a cat? And my mom's like, I don't care. Why would I care?
Why are you calling me again?
Yeah, so it worked out pretty well. But I do love the Treehouse Humane Society, and they need all the help they can get with all these sweet little kitties running around.
So the event is at the Red Moon Spectacle Hall. Have you been there?
Mm-mm.
It's kind of like Cirque du Soleil when they have benefits there. All these characters come out, sometimes from the ceiling. They drop down, and it's like being at the circus, kind of. And it's a lot of fun. And for just over $100, you get a dinner. You get all the food and drink you want. Most importantly, and you'll be entertained by Paul Lesnick, myself, and perhaps Steve Bertrand.
No.
Or not. and an opportunity to help this cat shelter and help cats and help Treehouse do what it does, I would argue, as well or better than anyone else in Chicago, making me Chicago proud.
All right. And very quickly, we have like 45 seconds. There's a football player who was not very nice to a police dog, and something may happen, huh?
Yeah, this was the craziest story. So Ray Armstrong of the Oakland Raiders 2 weeks ago, as the game was going in between, I think it was at halftime, players are coming out, and he and a group of players, it wasn't only him, but he lifted his shirt up, did a Tarzan thing where he beat at his chest and went roof, roof, repeatedly at the service dog, who does stuff like that. I've never, and the woman, I mean, the dog's getting very uncomfortable, and the handler of this dog, who's only there to protect the players, is saying, okay, sir, can you please? And he kept doing it and doing it. And
taunting the dog.
Yeah, she was cornered. She had nowhere to go. The dog felt it had nowhere to go. The dog is at this point lunging. I mean, this dog is trained to do things to bad people.
Right.
And is at this point thinking this guy's a bad person. And he's still doing it. I mean,
You figure out that the dog's uncomfortable and it's a wild animal and you could...
Well, it's not a wild animal, but yes,
well,
your point is...
it's an animal.
Yes, yeah, yeah, it can hurt you. But that's, I mean, it's stupid. Who does... little kids don't do things like that.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well, not to that degree, you know, and if an adult says stop it, they hopefully stop it, but Ray Armstrong kept going, and this is a felony, potentially. So charges may be filed, and personally... I'm on the side of charges being filed.
Me too.
Football players have been doing stupid things, and enough's enough. And the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, has had nothing to say about it because he's not had enough pressure to say anything about it, in my opinion. But he's had nothing to say about this.
Well, he's got bigger fish to fry.
I guess, but this goes right along the lines.
I'll
that
sign
mentality.
Your petition. Where do I sign? What do I do?
It's ridiculous.
And where
it's
do we ridiculous. Find you, Mr.
ChicagoNow.com/Steve Dale. You can read about everything I just talked about.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming by. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you, Wendy. And I'll see you at the benefit on November 21st.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Why is it every guest, every person, everyone who comes in contact with you, Steve Bertrand, has an uncomfortable moment at some point in the show?
It's only Monday, and you're really picking
on me. Oh, my God.
Me.
Bill, please come back.
I thought it was Friday. I didn't know.
Is he still here?
Stop it. We're going to say hi to, I think Rokanda's back in action with Anna DeVlantis. We'll see you next 720 WGN.